It's been 1 month since an ordinance went into effect in Boston, allowing police to clear tents from a large encampment in the area known as Masson Cass. The encampment is gone, but many say those who are homeless are shuffling from one city block to another. WBUR's Deborah Becker recently visited the area and filed this report.
At the site of the former encampment on Atkinson Street, it's empty. The sidewalks are barricaded off so tents don't return and so people don't gather. But just a few blocks away, about 24 people are congregating in front of the A Hope Needle Exchange Program, one of the few places still offering services for substance use disorder and mental health treatment.
All right, let's go.
A Boston Public Health Commission public safety officer is telling people to move from the front steps to the sidewalk.
Sir, let's go.
Linda Nguyen visits often because she knows many of the staff and clients. She's among those asked to move.
So where are you supposed to go?
Everybody's just going to walk around and see what they can do. Find a place to go, stay warm or whatever. And
so you just move around?
Yep, from one end to the other. It's like moving cattle. They treat us like cattle. It's ugly.
Inside, the Needle Exchange Program waiting room is crowded. People are getting supplies like alcohol wipes and wound care kits. There are snacks and hygiene products, and it's a place to get out of the cold. 29-year-old Aiden Chick stays in a nearby shelter but often comes to the program.
The police have been nonstop harassing everybody. We have spent since 9 a.m. to the end of the day moving every 20 minutes from the five spots that everybody goes through over and over and over and over and over and over again. Like, it feels like there's a battle right now where it's like, who's going to tire out first?
Some advocates for people who are unhoused say their clients tell them similar things. Abigail Judge, co-founder of Boston Human Exploitation and Trafficking, says her organization still works with about 50 women who frequented the encampment. Judge says these clients are in constant fear of being arrested.
I think what people don't understand is just because people are dispersed and tents are removed, individuals at a certain level of care have not suddenly become more motivated to recover.
Boston police have made 67 arrests since the ordinance took effect on November 1st. The city says most involved people who had outstanding warrants from other court cases. The city also said, in partnership with the Suffolk County Sheriff, those arrested in the Masson Cass area have been booked and held for arraignment at the Suffolk County Jail. And on WBUR's Radio Boston last week, Boston Mayor Michelle Wu said more than 100 people have been sheltered since the encampment was cleared. And police are working with multiple agencies to help those still on the streets.
The conversation is much more, how do we get you to where you could be safe, warm, and have what you need? That has been happening all across the city, and we continue to find success in connecting people to services.
The Newmarket Business Association, which represents businesses in the area, is pleased that the streets have been open for the past month. The association's executive director, Sue Sullivan, says police are trying to prevent the drug dealing and violence that was common in the encampment.
The police will come and disperse people. They also will check for warrants and see who, you know, is causing the problem out there. What they're looking at is trying to disrupt the drug trade.
A Boston Police Mobile Command Unit was removed from the area last week. The city says police will continue to have increased staff there. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.